Except we're not, Melissa?
There's nobody sitting.
Okay.
Do you think that he will...
Okay, says the Gemara. Midikatani ochos michlal de'ika toldos. Toldos saying to yotz v'hem, olav ke yotz v'hem. Right, so if it says there are four avos, then some of there are toldos. Right, the avos, I think everyone agrees with what Rashi says in the first Rashi and Masechet, the avos are the ones that are explicit in the Chumash. They're also toldos, which will be explained in the next blot. Are the toldos same as the avos or not? And remember, already on Amud Beis, Rashi says something strange. The question is, are the avos chayav to pay or not? Which seems strange. We gave an answer, and either that answer is right or I don't have an answer. And the Rif here, I pointed out, and all the most of the Mefarshim say more simply, no, are the toldos, of course the toldos have to pay. That's what they're told us to Zikin, because you have to pay. The question is, are they the same level of chumras the avos or not? Are they the avos nezek shalim, the tolda nezek shalim, etc.? That's the pashup shot. So, why do we have this question? Because we have two conflicting models. Gavi Shabbos tan avos malachos arbar mechaser achas. Avos galdiksa ika toldos. The Mishnah says in Shabbos Tavayim Gimel there are 39 avos malachos, which means there are also toldos. Toldos and kayos. So, the toldos are chayim just like the toldos are equal to the avos in Shabbos, right? It's no smaller and no bigger to do a tolda than an av. No bigger and no bigger to do an av than a tolda. Losha av chatzos, losha tolda chatzos, losha av skilo, losha tolda skilo, just like an av malacha. It's chatas, b'shogig, and skilu amazit, so too a tolda. Okay, now we're going to have a tangent, right? What they're trying to say is, by Shabbos, the tolda is just as chomer as the av. By tuma, the tolda, what we call vlad ha-tuma, is much less chomer than the av. How about by nezikin? Is the tolda the same as the av or not? Okay, but now we get into a tangent. Because if in Hilchos Shabbos, an av and tolda are the same, then, now in Nezikin, they never bothered. They're never bothered. If in Nezikin, the av and tolda are the same, why is one called an av, the other called a tolda? It's so obvious, we don't have to say one's in the Chumash and one isn't in the Chumash. Right? But in Hilchos Shabbos, none of the avos malacha are in the Chumash, or at least the vast majority of the avos malacha are not in the Chumash, right? Just as Losas malacha.
Why does he even compare two? I mean, av and tolda by Nezikin, they're halachas and halachas. Tumah is not an av and tolda in the same sense. It's something that happens physically to this, or if you want to call it this, but it's not the same thing.
That is a good point, which is that, you know, clearly the avos toldos nezikin are more like Shabbos in that they are totally different things that are just similar to the original thing, as opposed to tuma, where they're not like a different case similar to that case. They're the same case, but it like went one step down and touched something else. So the answer is fine. The answer being that more or less of the Zikin are like Shabbos. What he's saying, the question is a little funny. Why would you have such a question? If clearly it's more comparable to Shabbos than to Tumah. Okay, I don't have any... you have an answer?
No.
Okay, I don't have any special answer to that. I would just say that in Echanami, Misvara, it's more comparable to Toldos of Shabbos than to Toldos of Tumah. However, once the... In terms of Svara, clearly. But once the word Tolda and the word Av can mean something that are equal or some things that are unequal, then already it could be, even though it's more similar to Shabbos, you never know what the word I wasn't told was going to mean something unequal. Maybe for some reason it's unequal here. Like in the end, we'll see Vechatzin Ezek Svaros, which is unequal for reasons which, when we get to it, may or may not be Svara or, you know, Xeris Akasim.
I didn't understand why the Gemara brings in Shabbos and Tumah. I mean, whatever is happening in Shabbos and Tumah is not going to be Mechayev that's going to be happening in Nezikin. It's just like a survey.
Right, so that's what I said to Morty. They're analyzing the words Avos and Toldos. Uh-huh. They're not analyzing the lumdus of Toldos and Zikin and Avos and Zikin. They're analyzing the words. There's a word Av that implies there's a word Tolda. But what are the words? Because if they only found examples of Avos and Toldos that were equal, they would say that's what the words mean. And then we know the lumdus goes that way. They only found examples of avos and toldos that were unequal. We'd say that's what the words mean, and we'd fit the lumdus. So I think here it's a dictionary question.
Okay.
What are avos and toldos? Not in terms of lumdus, because in terms of lumdus, if it's comparable to anything, Shabbos, and even that, Shabbos is a different realm of halacha. I think the word question. Okay, but in any case, now we get into a tangent. What's the tangent? Given that avos and malacha and Shabbos are not written in the Chumash, and toldos, malacha and Shabbos are not written in the Chumash, so what's the difference in an av and a tolda? So the Gemara asks, my ikvin avla tolda nafkamina the ilu avich the avos vadi yadadi inamish the tolds vadi yadadi mechayev belchad akol chad mechada the ilu avich avla tolda the ilu mechayev ela chada. Okay, this is the opinion of Chachamim that we paskin like. If you do two avos or two toldos of different avos, then you're chayev twice. But if you do an av with the tolda, you only chayev once, right? This is the Mishnah in Davayin Gimel Shabbos says there are 39 avos malacha. The Gemara says, why does it say? It says more than once, there are 39 avos malacha. To teach you that if you do all of them, you're chayev 39 chatzis. But you can't be chayev more than 39 chatzis, because every tolda fits into the category of the av, and you're only chayev one chatzis. We're not talking about the halamecha. We're not talking about the for a different sugya. Okay, here, the Rashi says something a little peculiar. Says Rashi, lo mechayev el chada,
let's take the case. Let's discuss, I don't want to spend a lot of time with Chachamim. Let's discuss Chachamim for a second, right? The Chachamim say there are 39 categories. You can only be chayev once for each category. So, let's say you did an av and a tolda. You know, what's an example of an av and a tolda? Let's say, I don't know, you carried from your house to the street, and you also threw from your house across the street, let's say. Okay, definitely strong odds that's a tolda. Or you planted seeds, and you also watered seeds, which, you know, may very well be, we seem to paskin, at least the Rambam, that's a told of Zoreh, definitely told of something. Or, you know, anything else we can imagine, many cases where you're doing a, where you're doing an av and a tolda. So, you only chayiv once. That's very, very clear. You only chayiv once for each category.
So, what about asa v'tolda didei chayiv only once? As opposed to a really yeser. What are you chayiv once for? The av or the tolda? What would you have said? What would you have said?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, whatever you answer, what you would have said, you're automatically right. That's what you would have said. Right? So you can't be wrong here. But what I would have said is, you're chayev once, you're chayev for both of them. You're not chayev for one more than the other more than one. You're chayev for the av, you're chayev for the tolda. There's just a rule that they all count as one category. And you can only be chayev once. It's like if I ate I drank a plastic cup of blood and a paper cup of blood. So which am I chayev for? A chatas? I chayev for both of them. I only chayev one chatas, so the two of them are the same. And I'm yotzei both of them with one chatas. That I would have said is the pasuk shot. I'm chayev for both, but I'm yotzei both with one chatas.
The problem with that would be, then, still, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? If I was no tan, I was a rea. Two avos.
Precisely. Okay. So what are you chayev for? So, what I would have said, and okay, you can agree, not agree with, you know, what you would have said is somewhat subjective, but that's what I would have thought offhand, and that's clearly what the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam thinks, is, what does he say? Well, you have to contrast him. One option is, and this we'll see the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam contrast, is you're chayev for both, but you're yotzei with one chatas, because the rule is if you do the same aveira many times, you're yotzei with one chatas. And this is the same aveira because it's an avodah tolda. According to what does Rashi say? And then we'll come back to what Moshe said, of course. Rashi says something which is a chiddush. As a matter of fact, I didn't give you all the acronym I gave you. I hope everyone found the Tefer Shmuel. It's the same Tefer Shmuel as under the Rush. Not the same words, the same person. Right? Where Moshe Kadinover. The same, and also the Berkshire Zevach, those are from the summer, remember him? From Kutchim. It's just, he also wrote a paper on a few Gemaras, and so he's in the back of Avakama. Hopefully everyone looked and found it. It was my Gemara of Avakama at home. So the Tefer Shmuel takes this Rashi very literally. Not everyone does. What does Rashi say? Lo mechayev chada a'av malacha v'la tolda didei lo mechayev. You're chayev on the av, but not on the tolda. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, I'm chayev
on the Av, and seemingly Potter on the Tolda. Why? That's the standard. Why are you b'chayv the Av, Potter, and the Tolda? L'chore, there's something of Iker and Tafel here. If you just did the Tolda, you'd be chayv. Right? But you the Av and the Tolda is Tafel to the Av is more important, and therefore you're chayv on the Av and Potter on the Tolda. Give me a second. This is how the Tefer Shmuel and also the Menachem Zemed Yotzos Chaim understands Rashi. There's some people say, don't read Rashi so davka. He just meant you're chayv on both, but you're yotzei with one karbon, and you know he didn't mean anything so special. But he seems to mean what he says. Talmud Rebbe Tam is upset about this. It's firm to Garsi Behu. E Ovid Av told the Av Mechayev told the Lo Mechayev. It sounds like some people wrote that Rashi into the Gemara. He says Sfarim de Garsi Behu because he doesn't quote it from Rashi. Okay, Velong Nehira. Okay, if he doesn't like it in the Gemara, he wouldn't like it in Rashi either, right? The Hachi Kamechayev told the Kamo Av. What do you mean? You're not chayv in the Av, not the Tolda. You're chayv in both of them equally. Lefika kachi yikur mirsidi. Avad Av told you. Lemchayv al-chad. You only chayv one. But you're chayv on both of them equally. So that Tom Green and Tom says, I guess what I personally would have thought, you're chayv on both of them equally. You just yotze with one. Just like two cups of blood. Chayv on both cups of blood. You just yotze with one. Or doing the exact same thing twice on Shabbos, right? What if I do an Av and Tolda? I just do the exact same thing twice. I plow one field and I plow a second field. So I'm chayiv on both equally. I'm just yotzei with one karbon. Again, if it was in one helling. He disagrees with Rashi.
Just to clarify, what do you mean by both? Like, B'nai Shemayim really Hashem's upset on not on a doubly so for having done that? Or no, there's no difference whatsoever. You really are yotzei with one.
There is... give me a second.
Didn't we ask that you have to bring the chal? Did I jump?
Okay.
You already did.
Yeah, you're right here.
Then you know, don't we ask that you have to bring the chatos for the malacha that you did? So maybe Rashi's just saying that the av is the category in order to be inclusive.
Okay, way, I mean that's based on the first Shmuel says. Okay, that's based on what the first Shmuel says.
If the start for this Rashi, if we were explaining it here in Tufa, then when you do two Tufa, when you do two Tufa within one av, you should be chayv two then.
Aha! Uh-huh. Right. So I would. That would be very radical, right?
A little bit.
That would be very radical, and you could read it into our Gemara.
Right.
Inamich, they told us v'hadia dadi mechayv akol chada v'chada. Even to told us the same av. Right. So I'm. You don't know how tempted I am to say that Rashi holds that. The problem is all of Maseches Krisos. It doesn't sound that way in Rashi. It's. It would be a big chesh. And it would read so nicely in our Gemara that it's... Okay, give me a second here. It would read very nicely in our Gemara. Just give me a second here. Let me just point out, by the way, in my humble opinion, which is based on what I would have thought, if you ask, what's the... You know, why is there machlok? Because what's the advantage of each shita? I think Tamil Rebbe Tam just says, you know, this is a pashup shot. Of course you should be chayv on both of them. Why should you be chayv on one part and the other? Of course you should be chayv on both of them. I think he just has the most simple svara. And Rashi, no, he wants to have a diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara has to find a difference between a told and an av. According to Tamil Rebbe Tam, there's not really a difference between a told and an av. It's just that avos and toldos go together. An av is not more significant than a tolda. An av and tolda are equally significant. Just an av and its tolda go together. So Rashi wants an av to be different, to be more chashiv than a tolda. So therefore, I mean, Rashi says this pshat.
But if that's not what Rashi's saying, then how is that really nafkamina? Because if it's just, if the only nafkamina is a case of an av and a tolda, you're chayav on, and then Rashi's saying the chiyav is on the av, that's still not nafkamina, because then if you do one tolda, you're chayav, or you do one av, you're chayav. So it's not enough for me to do them. It's just when you do both, you're chayav.
Okay, that's still enough for me. It doesn't matter. When you do both, then it's enough for me.
Why is that?
Because the av is chayav and the tolda is not. And we'll see the enough for me in a second.
Why you're reading Rashi is illogical, because what happens if you do a tolda? I'm not chayav, chatos. Then I do the av. All of a sudden, I'm not chayav on the chatos on the tolda anymore. I'm chayav on the av.
So that's exactly what Rabbi Menachem Zemba said in Tzotz Chayim, that he accepts this Rashi more if you did the av first. If you did the av first, he can handle this Rashi. If you did the tolda first, he's not so convinced. But what he says is not mukhrif there. He knows that also, because it could be since the chiyuv is not chal till you remember anyway, so it's not as if the chiyuv is already chal. So therefore, your question, that's such a good question. Okay, let me just ask a simple question. What is the nafkamina between the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi? Right, what's the nafkamina? And here, I think, if you want to have a very radical way of reading Rashi, you could say there's a tremendous nafkamina. The radical way of reading, which is not what the first Shmuel says, this is just, it's too radical. So, I don't know, you'll have to decide for yourself. Is the radical way of saying the nafkamina is, what about two toldos of one av? Talmud and Tom would say you're chayav one, and maybe Rashi would say you're chayav two, because the only p'tor is ikar v'tofel. There's no p'tor of two toldos the same av, right? The only p'tor is ikar v'tofel. If there's no ikar v'tofel, if they're both tofel, then they're both ikar. Right? And then you're chayav too. That would be very radical. It would be against many sugyas in Shas, but it would be meduyik in our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, ilo avu shtei avos v'adi adadi, inami shtei toldos v'adi adadi. And it doesn't say shtei toldos of different avos. It just says shtei toldos. Right? And this would be like the pashup shot in shtei toldos v'adi adadi. Okay, this would be a very radical way to read Rashi. That Rashi thinks, and this is halacha l'maaseh, this is the Chacham, we hold like the Chachamim, that Rashi thinks the Chacham don't really say anything in one category, is only one piyuv. They just say that if there's an av and a tol, there's a p'tur of ikar v'tofel. But if you do two toldos of the same av, you can be chayav multiple times. This is very difficult, I think, seems to be against the Gemara in Shabbos, which says the maximum you can be chayav is 39. According to this, you can be chayav more than 39. Just do two toldos of Zoraya without the Av, two toldos of Chorish without the Av, two toldos of Kotzer without the Av, etc. So it's very radical. It does sound like that from our Gemara, but I don't think it's true.
If that's Pashup Shana Mishtei Toldos, it's also Pashup Shana Mishtei Avos. And there, right?
Yeah, but maybe there isn't such thing as Shtei Avos in the same Av, so therefore that's not the case.
No, I point to you do the same Av numerous times, and that's explicit that that's not true.
No, then it's not two Avos, then it's one Av, twice, then it's one Av. That depends. You're making an assumption. You don't have to make that assumption. Okay.
Well, the Gemara is using parallel logic.
What?
It's not a fair assumption to make. The Gemara says, I was about the other day, I was about the other day, I was about the other day.
No, Shtei Toldos is whether the same Av are different. And Shtei Avos is only different because there's just no case of the same. That's okay. As long as it's either way. Okay, the way that the Pharisee Shmuel understands Rashi, which is less radical, and the Totos Chaim, I don't know if anyone ever saw Totos Chaim. It's a very nice sefer. It's Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Rabbi Nachum Zemba was one of the real Gedolei Hador before the war in Europe. I mean, it was, I don't know. What makes you an official Gedolei Hador? Nowadays, makes you an official Gedolei Hador if a political party listens to you. Right? In those days, I think what made you an official Gedolei Hador is if you're a keynote speaker at the Knesset HaGedolah of Agudas Yisrael. So he was the keynote speaker at the Knesset HaGedolah of Agudas Yisrael, right? That makes an official Gedolei Hador. He was the Rav of the Warsaw Ghetto. And he was killed when they liquidated the Warsaw Ghetto in Pesach of Tafshin Mem Gimel. Tafshin Gimel. I mean, apparently had chidushim on all of Shas, Yerushalmi, Rambam, like, you know, tens of thousands of pages, which were all burned down in the Warsaw Ghetto, which he hadn't published in manuscript, but he published when he was young, I think in the, it says right here, 21, Totsas Chaim on Hotsan Shabbos. Just on Hotsan Shabbos, and there's a few other some of his that have been published, but not like real books. Anyway, it's really, it's not just for Hotsan of Shabbos. There's Yesodos here for Shabbos Bichlau. It's a good sefer to know about. And look at this. It was a gift from my grandfather. I think when I was in high school, we learned Masech Shabbos. My Rebbe told me to go buy Hotsan Chaim, so my grandfather bought it for me. Okay, so it says right here, from Saba, Yagdol Torah Ladira Al Yodcha. So everyone has to listen, so we can be Magdol Torah and Madir, and be Mekayim what it says in the Sefer. He assumes that, and we'll see him a little more in a moment, but that, no, it's not quite so radical. Meaning, if you're looking at the Svara, he would also admit that
If there are two toldos of one av, you're only chai of one. Meaning, you say, what's the svara? He admits that anything within the same av is yotzei with one chatas, right? Not that he thinks two toldos of the same av or two chatas says that. Totally what it sounds like from our Gemara, but might be a little radical to fit the rest of Shas, if you want to fit the rest of Shas and not say. But he also thinks that there's a din of Iker B'Tafel. Okay, that's Rashi a little less radical. He wants to make Av a different darga than Tolda. Tom doesn't need Av to be a different darga than Tolda. Just the difference between Av and a Tolda is that an Av organizes categories of Tolda, so each category is its own category. Rashi wants to make an Av a different darga than Tolda, wants to make Iker and Tafel, but then what's the Nafkamina? Not two Toldas of one Av. Everyone agrees that that's only Chai of one. The Nafkamina might be, according to him, if his example is, if you brought a chatas, let's say you only remember the tolda, or you only remembered the av, which you be chayiv on, or as Morty pointed out, you know, let's say which do you have to have in mind to bring it on in order to be yotzei both of them. So the nafkamina might be, according to the Tefer Shmuel, let's say you brought chatas. Only on the Av, then the Talmud and Talmud would say you were not Yotzei the Tolda, and Rashi would say that you were Yotzei Legamri.
Right, that's enough, Gamina.
Is it if you bring on the Tolda?
What?
He said if you bring... And you remember the Av, no?
Yeah, but I think Talmud and Talmud would also agree to that, no? I think it's what Zosheim points out. Did he say that explicitly? Yeah, but I don't know where it is in this one. Is it in... Can you tell me where it is in this one?
The Yalkut Mefarshim. Page
Bays in the Yalkut Mefarshim?
After the...
Yeah. I'm so old that I have a Gemara at home where like each Achron is its own page. I'll show you someday. Where is it? In the Rashis. Yeah, here it is. Okay, the you have to look in the Tosafot Chaim. He deals with them. What would be according to the other Shita? Because the problem is, if you remembered one, then remember the other. He says Kaparas Machalkos. Okay, you can see decide from right later. Anyway, Kitzer, he says no. The difference is more subtle. Is that according to Rashi, you're Chayiv on the Av and not the if you bring only on the Tolda, then you can't be Yotzei the Av. But if you bring on the Av, you Yotzei the Tolda through Iker B'Tafel. Even if you didn't have in mind the Tolda, even if you only bought for the Av, and according to the Talmud Reino Tam, okay, Yesh La'ayim what the first Shmuel would say, I admit, but certainly the way the Tosafos Chaim says it, you'd be Chayiv on both of them. Okay, so that's a more subtle, less radical read of Rashi. Of course, you could also just say Rashi Lav Dafkin didn't mean to say anything, but I'm reluctant to say that. Okay, now, we're ready to move on. Yes?
Could you say that Rashi means that when you do the Tolda, you're chayiv because of the Av, and therefore, he doesn't necessarily have to be between him and the Rino. He just holds that when you do the Tolda, you're chayiv because of the Av.
Yeah, but that's not what he sounds like. Yeah, but that's saying he's lav dafka. Because that's not what he's saying. He's saying, I told you, you're lo machayiv.
Yeah. Because you're not chayiv because of the Tolda, you're chayiv because of the Av.
I don't like that in the words. I don't think it's a good dictionary reading of the words. Okay. Yeah.
What I said before about the are you chayiv on both? So just to clarify that again, what would it mean that you're like chayiv on both acts? Like, is it possible to say that, for example, once you've already violated Shabbos in this fashion, you can't re-violate it in the same hell?
I think that's going too far. I don't think anyone's saying it's okay to be Shemayim.
There's no additional quantitative.
I think that's too hard. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
When we learned in Zvachim that you have to bring the chatas for each malach, if you did the toladah, do you bring the chatas for the av, or do you bring the chatas for the toladah?
That is a great question.
That's what I thought.
Right, so I'm not sure. All right, I have to think. It's a great question. It's an interesting question. The answer is, I'm not sure. Okay, now let's go to Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Well, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev told him, "Makom Av, Amai Karli Av, Amai Karli Tolda." Rabbi Eliezer is totally different. Far he says, "You're Chayev on a Tolda bit Makom Av," right? So if you do the Av and the Tolda, the Av and the Tolda of that Av, you're Chayev twice. There's taka no difference. Meaning, for Rabbi Eliezer, let's say there are 39 Avos, and I'm just making up a number, 200 Toldos. Then there's 239 separate Chatasids, and the Avos and Toldos are. There is no difference in an Av and a Tolda whatsoever. So then why is something called an Av and why is something called a Tolda? So the answer is, Hachtav Mishkan Chashiva Karli Av, Hachlov Mishkan Chashiva Karli Tolda. At least what's printed in our Gemaras is, that which was important in the Mishkan is called an Av, that which was not important in the Mishkan is called a Tolda. Sounds like what they're saying is that there's no difference whatsoever in Halacha between an Av and a Tolda. It's just, we call things in the Avos if they're in the Mishkan Chashiv, and otherwise we call them Toldos. Meaning, it's a little more parallel to, you know, the toldos of Keren and Bor and Eish, etc. Yeah, what we learn from the source in the Torah in Ezekiel is called an Av. What we figure out logically is called a Tolda. Here, what we learn from the Mishkan is called an Av. What we figure out logically is called a Tolda. But in the end, there's no difference between them. Okay, now here, Tosfos asks his famous question. Tosfos asks a famous question from Hasra. Right, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kof Lamechais Men Aleph, Meshamer, what does Meshamer mean? If you strain sediment to get out the wine, right? They used to have sediment at the bottom of their wine. Even nowadays, if you leave it sitting long enough, you can find sediment at the bottom of your wine. And what would they do? They would want to get every last bit of wine out of the sediment. So they would strain it to get out the wine, and they would even pour in some water and then strain it to get out a little more wine. So what melacha is that? Is it Merakid or is it Borer? We know Zorer, Borer, and Merakid are very similar. They're all sorting the good from the bad. Here you're sorting the good, the wine, from the bad, the dregs. So what is it? But the Gemara doesn't just ask what Af Melach it is. The Gemara asks, Yishamai Masrina Bey, how do you go Hasra? And Rabba says, Mishum Borer, and Rav Yizera says, Mishum Merakid. So what's Pasuk Shad in that Gemara? It sounds like Gemara like when you give Hasra, you have to give Hasra and tell them the guy what Av Melach it is, right? So if I see someone watering the lawn on Shabbos and I want to stone him, then I have to tell him, don't do that because it is Asur, because the Melach of Zoreya on Shabbos, it's Machlok Samara in Moikotin, but that's how we paskin. So Malach of Zoreya on Shabbos, and if you do, you'd be Chayv Skila, and the Torah said, etc., etc. Right? But it sounds like Hasra, you need to identify the Isser. So we see that you need to identify the Av when you do a Tolda. So of course there's a big difference between the Tolda and the Av. The difference is that an Av Malach, you just tell him what he's doing, and a Tolda, you have to tell him which Av Malach it falls under. So that's Tosis Kasha. Don't you have to... Isn't there a nafkamina of Hasra al Tolda b'makom Av? So here's the kasha. Kasha is that afilu lefi Rabbi Eliezer nafkamina ditzarech lehasros atolda b'shem ha'av. That's the question. Okay, so how many answers do Tosfos have? It's actually controversial. I'm going to go with three. Everyone can have whatever opinion they want at the end of the day. They can look at Maram Lublin, who has a long discussion of this. But it certainly looks like three, right? Meaning if you, I don't know what they teach you in ninth grade, that you should, before you figure out what Tosfos is saying, you should look for the keywords and see, right? What's the Im Tomer, that's the question. And then V.H. Lomar, that's the answer. And then V'od Yishlomer, that's the second answer. And then V'od is a third answer. Okay, definitely looks like three answers. Especially since the third one cannot be a continuation of the second, so it must be a third answer. So what are Tosfos' answers? So what's Tosfos' first answer? Anyone? First answer is, here we the rules of Asra. You don't have to give Asra on the Tolda with the name of the Av.
Ah, so what does the Gemara there mean in Masechet Shabbos? It means that you're allowed to give Hasra on the Toldah in the name of the Av. But you don't have to. You're allowed to, but you don't have to. Right? And there the Gemara just says, if you would just hold him, don't do this, because straining sediment is Chol Shabbos, he'd be Chayiv Misa. But if you decide to be more of a Lamdan and tell him what's going on, then you have to tell him something true, not something false. So if you tell him something false in the Hasra, that's a Pagam in the Hasra, as Tosu says, De-Savar Shemalik Bo'u Potter. Right? Because he'll think that you're just joking around with him. And you'll, if you say something false, that invalidates the Hasra, because it looks like you're just joking around. So according to this, there's really no difference between the Toldah and the Av. The principle is, you can give Hasra however you want, as long as it's not wrong. Right? You can give Hasra however you want, as long as you don't say something wrong. Because if you say something wrong, then the guy's not going to take you seriously, right? Yeah, we all know. I don't know. When I grew up, every time someone said something halacha to someone, someone would say, that doesn't make sense. You probably just made that up. And maybe they did, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But if it doesn't make sense, then you can't call that Hasra, because they're not a, and even if they say, I'm doing it anyway, you know, even if they say, I'm doing it, therefore I'm doing it, they mean because you're saying shtus. So according to this, here the answer one, Tosfos number one, says that there is no din of Hasra b'shem ha'av, just Hasra she'ena sheker. So, and here you say, you could be master of the Toldah b'shem av. Yeah, you could be master of the Toldah b'shem av, but that's not because there's a real nafgamina between an av and a Toldah. I mean, this is my assumption that this in Tosfos here. It's just, you could be master of anything that sounds reasonable to an average person. But that's not a real difference between an av and a Toldah. You could be master of anything that sounds reasonable to people. You just can't be master of something that's false.
Maybe it's really just Hasra Svira, but not, you know, Sheker, because you don't know if it's Sheker. I mean, it might be Sheker, it might not be Sheker. It might be a mistake, but if it's Svira...
Okay, yeah, that's right. By Sheker, I don't mean a purposeful lie. I mean something wrong. Okay, yeah.
Could not possibly be that is enough. I mean, it's just not big enough. That is an obvious.
Okay, they shouldn't have been says talks about that, and yeah. They're supposed to be Mishaya. Yeah. And we'll maybe come back to it. Okay, what's the second answer? Second answer of Tosos is... Anyone help me the second answer of Tosos? Exactly. En achanami. This is a nafkamina. And that's what the Gemara meant. Okay, this is reading a lot into the Gemara. When the Gemara said, hachtabi b'mishkan chashiva karzei av, they mean... And you have to give Hasra, saying which Av it is. That's reading a lot into the Gemara. Okay, Tosfos thinks. If you really want to hold the Hasra and hold up Shem Av, then this is Tosfos' answer. If you really hold the mice, I always need to give you Hasra and tell you which Av, then isn't that against our Gemara? So the only way is he knows it's Dachot to say that's what our Gemara meant. When our Gemara said, but Mishkan Chashiva, obviously they were trying to say you have to mention that in the Hasra.
Now, the first piece of Dachot, because the Gemara doesn't say goodbye, boss.
And okay, Tosfos. Now, Tosfos' third shot is somewhat controversial. What is Tosfos' third shot? He says the O denotei mevashel and sarach lasos from av notei mevashel. Now, I know we're not learning Masechet Shabbos. I know there's machlokas whether that's an av or a toldah. Tosfos is assuming noteya is a toldah of zoreya. Notei means planting a branch. Is a toldah of planting a seed, and mevashel, cooking in a pot of water, is a toldah of ofeh. Of baking bread. Okay, how that works with the Mishkan is not our issue now. Ein, Zarech Lasros Misham Av. You don't have to say when someone's cooking that the Toldah of baking. When someone is planting it doesn't work so well in English. When someone is planting a sapling, you don't have to say that's a Toldah of sowing seeds. And it's perfectly fine to say that's mevashel, or to say that that is noteya. And they're still not avos; they're still toldos. and you can be master with the name of the Tolda. Now, what exactly does Tosos mean here? So, there are those who want to say this Va'od is really just beefing up the first answer and saying, I'll show you, you don't need to be master on the Tolda by naming the Av. After all, you don't have to be master on Noteya, the Shem Zoreya, you don't have to be master on Vashel, Shem Ofeh. But I find that a difficult read in Tosos, because first of all, this is beefing up the first answer. It shouldn't have come after the second answer. And also, it's a little funny because, like, Tosos has no proof that you don't have to be Masra and Notea Bashim Zoreya and Avashim Shem Ofet. So he's just, like, making it up. Like, why would that be a Raya for some other Pshat? If it's a new Pshat, he can make something up that makes sense to him. So, nearer that this is the third Pshat, and what Tosos is saying, the third Pshat is in between the first Pshat and the second Pshat. The first Pshat says, no Din Masra Bashim Av at all, just don't say falsehood. Don't say something that's a joke. Second shot is you always have to mention the Av. I think the third shot is that you usually have to be Masra B'Shem Ha'av, but not always. You usually have to be Masra by naming the Av, but not always. Since you don't always have to name the Av, therefore you can't say it's a difference between Av and Tolda, because an Av, your name itself. A Tolda, usually you have to name something else the Av. But some Toldas you name themselves also, so that's only a difference in the Av and some Toldas. A difference in the Av and some Toldas is not a difference in Avos and Toldos. And therefore, even though 99% of the time you have to be master in the Tolda in the name of the Av, that's only, you have to be master in the Tolda in the name of the Av, since that's only 99% of the time, and not 100% of the time, the Gemara couldn't have said that's the difference between Av and Tolda. What is the difference? Why 99% of the time do you explain which Av Malach it is, and 1% of the time you don't? So I think the answer is clear, because 99% of the time it's not obvious. If I'm watering my lawn on Shabbos, it's not obvious what's wrong with that, right? I might know the Mishnah in Shabbos of Lama Tesalvas Malacha and water my lawn. And if you tell me it's Chol Shabbos, it's not obvious why that's Chol Shabbos. Right? How do I know that watering my lawn is a Toldav Zoreya? How do I know it's a Toldav anything? Right? But Noteya is obviously the same as Zoreya. Right? Who cares if I'm planting a branch or I'm planting a seed? Right? I'm planting in the ground. It's going to grow. Mavashal is obviously a told of Ofeh. That's so obvious that it goes without saying. And therefore, Tosus here has three deus. Do you need Hasra B'Shem Av? One, you totally don't. Just don't say the wrong thing. Two, you absolutely do. And three, you do when it's not obvious, but you don't when it's obvious. Okay, those are the three deus in Tosus. What's fascinating about our Tosus in my humble opinion. Agav, in the Tosos of Yishayin, the Shita Gubetzes, he gives a fifth answer, which is a fourth answer. He says, because the Mishnah says, Avos Malacha, Arbam Chasar Achas, and Shabbos, and we darshan, we interpret that it's referring to a Chiyuv Chatas, therefore, we're only looking for an Afkamina that has to do with Chatas. And Hasra'ah is not relevant to Chatas. Hasra'ah is relevant to Meza, to Misa, not to Shogeg, to Chatas. So therefore, says Rabbi Yeshaya, because we only want Anachanami, he agrees that this is an Afkamina, but we're only looking for Afkaminas in Chatas. Because we're in a Chatas frame of mind here, because the Gemara in Shabbos is dealing with Chatas. Okay, I mean, we quoted the Mishnah in Shabbos, didn't say the word Chatas explicitly, but since we interpret Dimon Chatas, we'll give him this Rabbeinu Nisanel, I think. Rabbeinu Nisanel, in the Tosos Ben Yishaya, says he agrees with Tosos Ladina, and a Hanami, this is a Nafkamina, but we're only dealing with Shogeg. So therefore, we didn't want to mention enough Gina for Asra, because that's only been Mason. Okay, technical answer. What's fascinating is that the Tosu made a parrot and the Tosu Shants here give a different answer. What answer do they give? They say, right, this is the fifth answer. Okay, let's just give them some room up here. Tosu made a parrot, he gives many answers. I just mean this is the answer he gives us down in our Tosu on the Daf and the Tosu Shants. In the Shiva Gubetzes, what do they say? Anachanami. this is a nafkamina. After all, halacha lemaisa, they're going to go, you really need hasra and toldo b'shem av. After all, as whoever it was pointed out, maybe Chesky, that is pashat pshat in the Gemara in Daf Kof Lamed Ches. Pashat pshat in Shemayim Masrinu Be, you need to be masra and tell him which av malach it is. So pashat pshat, you need to tell him which av malach it is. Okay, but so if it's an nafkamina, why didn't they say it here? So what did the Tosfos and Peretz suggest? That's according to the Chachamim. After all, that's not Tochak at all. Say, that Gemara is according to the Chachamim. Yeah, most Gemara is according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim is how we pass it. Why wouldn't the Gemara be according to the Chachamim, right? That's according to the Chachamim. And Echanami, this is a nafkamina according to Chachamim. But Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. And hi, Pashup Shat, Pashup Shat in that Gemara. That is an afkamina, according to that Gemara, according to a wee paskin lamaisa. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Why? Why would Rabbi Eliezer disagree? Like, you're not just allowed to say anyone disagrees with anything if you don't have a logical reason. Why did the Rachamim say if the master with the name of the ab? And Rabbi Eliezer say you don't?
Of course, he says that the Tolda.
Exactly, the Chachamim think the Tolda is not independent of the Av, because you only chayav one. So if the Tolda is the same as the Av, then you have to be master of Shem Av. Chachamim think Tolda is the Isser of the Av. But we really just think the Tolda is its own Isser, because you're chayav twice. If the Tolda is its own Isser, then you're master with its own name, because it's its own Isser. I mean, the Chachamim think that a Tolda and an Av is like. That a told and an av is like a, I don't know what the good, let's come up with a good example here, is like the av is, you're not allowed to eat chalev, and the told is, you're not allowed to eat, that's going to be a tough one. The av is, someone give me a good av, you're not allowed to. The av is. Not a great example either. Problem is, no ovos and toldos outside of Shabbos. What? Yeah, it's going to be a little tricky. The av is you're not allowed to worship avodah zarah, and the told is just like an example within the av. It's like part of the issue of the av. You know, you're not allowed to pour wine to the avodah zarah. It's called wine, I think, is the proper verb. So you have to tell them it's an issur of avodah zarah. You have to name the issur. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the told and the av are independent. You're chayav separately. It's like the av is dam and the told is chalev. Okay, they're two separate isurim. And that's exactly what he's saying. That according to Lefi Chachamim, tolda is part of the isur of the av. And Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, they are two different isurim. So according to the Chachamim, there are 39 isurim on Shabbos. And then there are examples. Okay, but you have to tell them which the 39 Yisurim. According to Eliezer, there are 300 Yisurim on Shabbos. Because the Pasuk says, right, Me'achas Mehena, where we darshan Toldos. So just like it didn't say the 39 Ovos, we darshan there are 39 Ovos. So it doesn't say the Toldos, we darshan their Toldos. Just like we darshan there are 39 Ovos, there are 39 separate things. When we darshan their Toldos, there are 300, or however many separate things. I don't know if anyone ever counted. Now this brings up a big... Now Tosos didn't say this. Tosus assumed not that way. So why did Tosus assume not that way in the Tosus being apparent in one day? Right? In one day, Tosus being apparent in Tosus Shatz. Why did one day Tosus, our printed Tosus, not assume that way, and they assume that way? So I think you have a Chakira, and this is a Chakira that the Tosus Chaim made famous. He has a whole simon hay about this. Chakira in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Why is Rabbi Eliezer Machayev Atolda B'makom av? Right, what does he disagree with the Chacham about? And here you could say two things. You could say he agrees with them about Isser of Shabbos. He agrees with them about Hilchas Shabbos. He disagrees with them about Hilchas Chatos. He agrees with them. What are the two ways of saying Rabbi Eliezer? One is that he agrees with the Chachamim about Shabbos. He disagrees about Chatos. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, he agrees there are only 39 Yisurim. Yeah, there are 39 Yisurim. But he holds that every time you do something a little differently, it makes it a new Chatos. After all, let's compare it to the famous sheet of Rabbi Yeshua,
in Krisus that, and in Me'ilah, what's the Shita of Yeshua? Tamchuyim Mechalkim. Where Yeshua says, if I eat chelev, or the original case, I eat karbanos, and I eat a big stew, I'm chayav one karban. He says, but if I eat a cooked piece and a roasted piece, different tamchoys, different dishes, then I'm chayav two. It's clearly the same isser. No, but if I do the isser in different ways, then I'm chayav two. Now, this... It's just a parallel. Here we're not dealing with Achuyim, but the point is that if you go to Maseches Krisus and Maseches Me'ilah, you see there's room for Machlokes. About if you do the same answer in different ways, are you Chayim? So what is he saying? Rabbi Eliezer is saying is that there's only 39 Isurim, but if you do one Isur in two ways, you're chayav twice. And if you say that sounds ridiculous, it's not ridiculous. There's things more radical than that. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if I eat two pieces of ola from the barbecue, I'm chayav one. But if I barbecue one and I cook the other, I'm chayav twice.
So why do we find this machlokes about the
korban
chatos then?
Okay, good question. Why don't we find this machlokes? By meaning, why don't they argue about? Why aren't they the same shita who argue about tamchuyin, etc.? So I think you'd have to say that there's all different kinds of different ways, and maybe this exact kind of difference means different ways in terms of actions that are different, not people that are different, and not cheftas that are different, but pu'ulos that are different. You know, each one can have his own shita, and maybe here this particular what they argue about.
Wasn't there at least a shita within Rabbi Eliezer in Krisus at the end of the third parak about that he's mechayev kol bia v'bia? He does have like an reaction.
Yes, and the Gemara deals with that. There's machlok samarai there, okay, and haka yesh makam la'ayin, whether what I'm about to say works according to all the amarim or not. But we're not getting into that now. That's a very good point, though. Or the other possibility is no, he agrees about the rules of Chatas, he disagrees about Shabbos. Meaning, he's not saying different rules of Chatas. And after all, you know, we don't necessarily find that he's the one who said Tamchuyim Mechalkin, that how you cook it makes you Chayv Tu Chatas in other areas of Halacha. He says, no, there are hundreds of different Isurim. Each tolda is a new isser. The code word that Rabbi Nachum Zemba, he made this famous in a few contexts in Shabbos, that he uses here is he calls it Shemos Muchlakim and Gufan Muchlakim, right? Based on some language used by non-Shabbos things in Maseches Krisus, right? They say Shemos Muchlakim means, you know, if a man accidentally sleeps with a woman who's his, you know, sister and his mother-in-law and is this and is that, so it's a different Isurim. Gufa Mechlaka means he sleeps with five sisters. So they're different, same answer, but different examples. Right? So, are they different examples of different Isurim? He calls that Gufa Mechlaka in the Lashon of Tosos Chayim. And, meaning the Chilik is different actions. Or Shemos Mechlaka. Different Isurim. Now, what's the nafkamina of this? The nafkamina of this is not how many chatzes. Either way, Chacham say one chatzes, he says two chatzes. Just like your wife says two chatzes. But there's lots of nafkaminas, and I think the real nafkamina is what comes up right here in our sugya. What's the nafkamina between these two ways of understanding Rabbi Eliezer? The first nafkamina is exactly what we said, right? Meaning, if you need to go, Asra told him, welcome, Av, Levi Chachamim, do you also need the fee, Rabbi Eliezer, right? Im timtzolomar sarich lehasros b'shem ha'av l'fi chachamim. If the chachamim hold like shot of the Gemara, you mean hasro b'shem ha'av, does Rabbi Eliezer agree? So what does Tosos say? Our Tosos on the page says, Rabbi Eliezer also agrees you need to go hasro b'shem ha'av. Clearly, our Tosos is going
this way, right? The Tosos on the Daf is saying Rabbi Eliezer also requires. Why? Rabbi Eliezer also gets this one Isser. They're only 39 Isser. The Tosos part of the Isser, the Yav, you need to tell him the name of the Isser. He just thinks it's a different example. While what the Tosos of Rabbeinu Peretz, the one Deah in the Tosos of Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosos Shantz, I only put the Tosos of Rabbeinu Peretz, I think, in the Makoros, but the same thing, say no. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. His whole sheet is that the Tol is a different Isser. The Tol is a different Isser. You don't need to be master of a shame half. Now again, if someone wants to say no, they're really just arguing about psychology and what the average person will think, etc. You could if you worked very hard. But this seems to be the posture shot. Another parallel nafkamina is the discussion the Rabban of the Rashva in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, which is something that's not an intim saloma. How about for sure, right? Lefi chachamim, this is very clear. Borer vadai yachol lehasros. B'shem ha'av. It's clear that going to the Chachamim, you at least can optionally give us Rav B'shem ha'av. All days agree to that. Just more said in Shabbos, Avkav, Lom, Ches. Basrina, Mimish, Morak. So it's clear at least an option. Would it be an option with Rav Eliezer? So Tosfos assumes, it was then Tosfos when Ishaya says here, it would be an option according to Rav Eliezer also. But what are the Ramban and the Rashba say in Shabbos? They say it's just an option. They hold like the optional data. But it's only an optional fi Chachamim. According to Eliezer, it's not even an option. According to Eliezer, if you see you being Meshamer and I say, don't do that, that's Borer, you're Putter. Because it's not Borer, it's Meshamer. It's everything. If I see watering your lawn and I say, that's Zoreya, you're Putter. Because it's not. So that's clearly, this is the opinion of the Ramban and the Rashba in Shabbos. The Ramban and the Rashba in Shabbos. Daf Tzamech Vavin Beis says, that's according to the Chavah, Fi Rabbi Eliezer, Eino Yachol. No, you can't, I mean, you can do whatever you want, it just won't be valid. If I see you watering your lawn and I say, you are doing Zoreya, that's not a Hasra, you're Putter, because I didn't tell you anything relevant to what you're doing. What you're doing wasn't Zoreya. What you're doing is Mashkemayim, was Hashkasraim, was watering. And watering is a separate Isser, so I'm saying something irrelevant. Right, as opposed to if you, the assumption of the Tosfos, clearly the assumption of Tosfos at the very least, Rabbi Eliezer also allows. Right? Now, just to be fair, if someone's saying the Tosfos side doesn't prove any lumdus, it could be that the Tosfos side just says, like, you know, the first day, you just have to make the halacha clear to people where it came from and explain the sugya. Nothing to do with lumdus, and the second nafkamina. Tosfos just means he's very flexible, as long as you say something that sounds reasonable, you could. But, simple pshat is, their argument is chakira. Tosfos is saying, Rabbi Eliezer admits there's 39 Isurim. He admits that tolda is secondary to the av. He admits that tolda is part of the av. He doesn't make the tolda a new independent Isur. He admits that tolda is a subcategory of the av. He just thinks that you can be marbechatos is by doing different examples. Okay, but he admits it's part of the av. Maybe you have to, or at least are able to be master shem av. The other daya in Tosfos, in the Ramban Rashi, no. We realize the whole sheet that the told is not part of the av. The told is a totally new isser. I mean, a told of Zoreya is just as different from Zoreya as Mochik is from Zoreya, or as Mevashel is from Zoreya. It's a totally different isser. There are 200 different isserim. I just made up the number, obviously. And therefore, even the Chacham say, you have to give us Rav Shem Ha'av. Rabbi Eliezer would say, you don't have to. And even if you can give us Rav Shem Ha'av, which obviously you can, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say you can't. What are some other nafkaminas? These are the nafkaminas that come up from our sugya. But there are some other interesting nafkaminas that Rabbi Nachum Zember brings up in the Sefer Totzos Chaim. So for example, he brings up two fascinating nafkaminas. One is, and all of these are totally in their own sugyas. What if you do Chatzi Shir of an Av, Chatzi Shir of a Tolda? Right? So, that's discussed in our Shidmu Gubetzes here in the Mari Katz, who says, well, if you do Chatzi Shir Banam, Chatzi Shir Batolda, then it's Tarif. And then he says, but that's only by Hotza. And then you have to figure out why. Or he says, not by the other levels. You have to figure out what he means. But that's the
Tosfos Chaim, that's how he starts this discussion. He says, there's this Mari Katz in the Shittim Kubetzes who discusses Chatzi Shir Ben Av, Chatzi Shir Tolda, and it could be anything. Chatzi Shir Av, Chatzi Shir Tolda, you know, let's say Mavashal is a Tolda, so I bake half a Kegrogris, and I cook half a Kegrogris.
You have to do it together.
In one helling. No, I'm allowed to do it, meaning I can pick half a Grogris and then pick another half a Grogris as long as I don't remember the halach in between. So, what if I do Chatzi and Chatzi? You know, I carry half a Grogris into the street. Yeah, and assuming Hachlas is a toldo, which it does say explicitly in the Gemara, and I carry half a Grogris into the house. Right, so the Yerushalmi says it's Mistar from Chayiv. Okay. It's not clear if we hold like that Rishalmi is based on other assumptions the Bavli denies, but he says the Tosfos Chaim, what about Seiruf Chatzi Shir Av the Chatzi Shir Tolda? Obviously Tolda of that Av. I mean Tolda of another Av. Right? Tolda Didei. Right, told of that Av. So he suggests, and I know there's a lot of other assumptions that have to go into this, but he suggests, if Rabbi Eliezer, so he says here, and this is, what he's saying here is, in Tzolomar, that you're Chayav Lefi the Chachamim. Right, let's assume you're Chayav according to Chachamim. The Yerushalmi sounds like you're Chayav, let's assume that Yerushalmi is following Chachamim, because Chacham are the majority in the halacha, so Stam Gor is following Chachamim. So it says Rabbi Nachum Zemba, if he agrees only 39 halachos, then Rabbi Lazar agrees that it's Mitzarfim and you're Chayav. But if he holds they're totally different, he's certain, of course everyone agrees if I'm Kotzer half a Kegrogris and Mavashal half a Kegrogris, I'm not Chayav. That's Pashut. That's all over Shas. So then, no, Rabbi Lazar would argue. He would say, Ein mitzarfin upater. So that's his other nafkamina. Again, this instance alone where the Uber and the Chacham said starf. It's not starf according to anyone. Then there's nothing to talk about. But it's reasonable to think about the mitzarif. And his other nafkamina is, if you remember, there's a machlokas tanan. Most will remind me who the tanan were. Was it a religion of Yeshua? No. If I for sure did a chiyav kares, that's chayav achatas b'shogeg, but I'm not sure which chiyav. Right, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. So, and we paskin. Let's say I know I did a chiyuv kares, but I'm not sure which. Right? It was I don't know. I can't work it nowadays. Saturday night Yom Kippur, and I know somehow between like I don't know 6 and 7:30 or whatever the time works out. I turned on the light, and I don't know if it was Chil Shabbos or Chil Yom Kippur. They're both chayav chatas. You know, or all these weird cases, the guy had ishto nida v'achoso, and I don't know, apparently in their days, either they just saw strange examples, or people didn't know how to tell who was who in their days. Maybe they were just thinking of weird examples. But the guy had ishto nida v'achoso no advice, and he slept with one of them, and he doesn't know if he did nida or did achoso, both of which are chayfatas. So, we paskin that you're potter. Because but know the achatas sherchatal. Now you need to know which aveir you did. If you don't know which aveir you did, you are pater. And it's pretty clear in that Gemara that let's say you don't know which avalach you did on Shabbos, even though it's a harder scenario. I don't know if I cooked or turned on the light. But let's say you come up with some weird scenario that you don't know which avalach you did. You would be pater. So what about this? What about here? Maybe it's a little easier. I don't know if I did the av or the tolda. That already could be not so crazy. I don't know if I did the Avra the Tolda. You know, I don't know. I put a big pan into the oven, assuming Vashel is a Tolda, like Tos said, and I don't know if it was a pan of pot roast or a pan of hamburgers, right? I don't know if I did a Vashel or I did Ofe. Yeah, it's baking and roasting are the same. Just dry versus in liquid. So that you could easily have such a scenario where I don't know exactly what I did. So what about, suggested Tosfos Chaim, what about Safek Haim Avar Al Av O Tolda Didei according to Rabbi Eliezer. So, okay, there's also a lot of assumptions here. Let's assume Lefi Chachamim you would be chayiv, because you know which aveir you did, right? If I don't, because think about it. If it's mamash the same thing, let's say there are two pieces of chilev. The piece
on the paper plate and the piece on the plastic plate. And I don't know which piece of chaylev I ate. Yeah, I'm still chayv achatas. I know what I did. I ate chaylev. You know, it doesn't really matter if I know whether I ate the piece on the right or the piece on the left. So, again, imtim tzolomar, that you're chayav lefi chachamim, which is, again, this is not a crazy tzolomar, it's a reasonable thing, then, obviously, you know how the nafkamina goes by now. If you say Rabbi Elazar agrees about Shabbos, then Rabbi Elazar would agree that you're chayav. What do you mean? In Hilchos Shabbos, he admits it's all one iser, so you know what yes, you did? You did Zareya. You don't know what kind of Zareya. Okay, you still know you did Zareya. But here he would say, Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says, you're a punter because you don't know which Aveira you did. After all, Zareya and Otir are different Aveiras. Mavashel and Ofer are different Aveiras. Mashkemayim, Lizra, and Zareya are different Aveiras. Okay, so here we have a fundamental Hakira. We don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. But why does Rabbi Elazar disagree with the Chachamim? Does he disagree about Hilchos Shabbos? Or does he disagree about... Hilchos Chatas? So that is an open question. Seems to be Machlokas Rishonim, right here in the different Bali Tosos, and in the Sechel Shabbos, in the different Rishonim, and the Tosos Chaim threw in some other interesting Nafkaminas as well. Okay, certainly according to our Tosos, I think it's a Dover Pashut, that he doesn't disagree about Hilchos Shabbos, he only disagrees about Hilchos Chatas. Okay, so much for Hilchos Shabbos, almost. Yeah.
According to the Rav, the increases. That I just have, I happen to learn it. But the Rav had a distinction between whether Isser is in the Hefza, whether it's an Isser Hefza or an Isser Gavra. He made the distinction between Abal Chamesh Achayot or Abal Chamesh Gvarim, the Marshal. There he said you don't say.
Correct.
So here even Rav Elazar might not hold, and Rav Yehoshua might not hold Gufim Mechulakim, because either the Isser Malacha is an Isser Gavra, not an Isser Hefza.
Correct, okay, but that's, you know, but it could be that Rabbi Eliezer would hold, in this case,
so
nonetheless. Okay, yeah,
Shua,
yeah, right. Okay. Now, the one thing we're just going to briefly discuss, this funny gerse in this line. What does this funny line say? It's not a funny line, it's just funny because there's many gersos. Hachtav b'mishkan chashiva karilei av, hachtalohav b'mishkan chashiva lo karilei, or sorry, karilei tova. There's many different gersos here. So what are all the different gersos? You got the board?
Let's just write down what the different Yerushalos are. And you should know that many of the Rishonim write that even though this line only comes up for Eliezer, we only needed to point it out according to Eliezer. It's true for the Chachamim also. Many of the Rishonim write that it's true for everyone. We just needed to bring it up here in the context of Eliezer, but everyone agrees what's an Avot. Chachamim also have to tell you how they know what's an Avot Tolda. There we know that. How do they know what's an Avot Tolda? So, based on whatever it says in this line. How many gersos have you noticed? Anyone? Okay. What's our gersa?
At least three.
Right, three in Tosos, right? What is the gersos?
It's Rabbeinu Hananel has another gersa.
Right, what is the first gersa in Tosos? Hach dahavi, dahavi b'mishkan chashiva kari layav. Right? What's Tosos' second gersa? What? Tosos' second gersa is Hach dahavi b'mishkan v'chashiva kari le'av. Great. Okay. Where else did you find a gersa? What does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Maybe he just says b'mishkan. And it seems pretty clear that's his gersa, right? So says Rabbeinu Hananel, Dahavi Mishkan. Kari
Le'av. He says Kari Le'av Melach.
Okay. But I mean, I don't think that makes a difference. Anyone notice any other Gersos? I think there's at least one other Gersa of this line. There's another Gersa which is mentioned in Tosos and Shabbos and the Tosos Shants here, which is Hachtik Siva Kari Le'av, Hachtalok Siva Kari Le'tolda. But he points out that that's not a that's not a valid answer, because after all, none of the Osmo Lach are Ksiva. He says, if you have that Gersa of Ksiva, why would you have that Gersa of Ksiva? What?
Shabbos is next to the Mishkan.
Really? That's not what he says.
But I hear the Taina.
It's like a mistake from Otama.
That it's talking about Hotzah. After all, in Hotzah, what is Ksiva? It says Al Yetze Ishmi Koma B'Yom HaShabbos. Right? It only talks about Hotzah. And in Hotzah, what's written is an Av. What's not written is a Tolda. But why not? You have Hotzah use the same rule as B'Mishkan Chashiva as everything else. So who remembers the famous Tosos in the very, very first Amud of Shabbos? Hotzah is a Malacha Grua, since you're not actually changing anything, you're just moving it. Therefore, Hotzah is different. Hotzah, it has to be Ksiva to be an Av. Okay, so maybe for Hotzah, what's Ksiva is an Av. What's written is an Av. But for the other Malachos, even what's not written is an Av, right? Zareah is not written, right? Maybe you could find a few Avos written if you want Havara and maybe Bechor Shavakotzir, but 90%, 80%, you won't find written. Okay, so if it's Ksiva, we're going to leave that to Hotzah. Is there another Yursa within this Mishkan thing? There is another Yursa. It's mentioned by Tosos and Shabbos, and it's also mentioned in Tosos Shansir, in the name of Yesh Omrim, or the Yesh Gerson. Tosos Shans, the shame. Yesh Svarim, right there. Yesh Svarim de Gersinai, that has a fourth Gersa, and I hope there are only four Gersas besides the Rabbi Kasav. Hach Dahavi B'Mishkan Hashiva V'Kari Le'av. Meaning, he puts it above, but not like the second Gersa. Above before Hashiva, above before Kari. Okay, so how many factors are there? In order, what is the requirement? These are the Gersos, but bottom line, right? What is the requirement to be an Av? According to Rabbi Chananel, what's the requirement to be an Av?
One thing.
How many requirements? One thing, right? The Mishkan. According to the Gersos and Tosos Shants, what's the requirement to be an Av? How many requirements are there to be an Av?
Three. Mishkan, Cheshiva, Kareb,
Vich, Karelash. Hold on. Then you never have the then. If it's B'Mishkan and Cheshiva and Karelash, then what? You need an if and a then, right? For B'Mishkan, if it's B'Mishkan, then Karelash. Where would you put the comma? Have B'Mishkan, Karelash. Where would you put the comma for this Gersa of the Tosos Shants?
After Mishkan also.
Exactly. Hatam B'Mishkan is Cheshiva and called an Av. So in other words, it's the same exact thing. Just the Mishkan. Whatever's in the Mishkan is Chashiv Kari Le'av. And these two Gersos are exactly the same thing. They're not the same Gersa, but they're the same Shita. Okay. That is, I think, very clear. The Tosos Shants' objection is, what do you mean? Everything in the Mishkan is an Av? Some things were in the Mishkan and they're Toldos. But you have to say, in here I don't have anything fancy, you have to say no. The only things that are explicit that were in the Mishkan and are Toldos are the Toldos of Hotzah. It says in Shabbos that Hachnasa was in the Mishkan. And Hoshata, meaning passing from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, is in the Mishkan. And it's clear that those are Toldos. Okay, that's because Hotzah is a Malacha Grua, so that's different. In Hotzah, not everything in the Mishkan is an Av. Only something that's written is an Av. But outside of Hotzah, it never says anywhere in Shas something was in the Mishkan was a Tolda. You could assume that there were things in the Mishkan that were Tolda, but that's your assumption, right? That's your assumption. It doesn't have to be. So then, the answer is, whatever was not in the Mishkan, it's a Tolda. If someone tells you nowadays something's a Tolda, you'll know it wasn't in the Mishkan. So for example, if you would assume, not everyone does, that Oteya planted trees is a Tolda, the answer is they didn't plant trees in the Mishkan, they only planted seeds, which is a pretty reasonable thing to do, because they needed to grow a little herb or something. They would plant it, in 2 weeks they would have it ready for their Tolda Mishkan. Why would they plant trees? They didn't have time to wait for the tree to grow.
Is it possible to squeeze out from the Tosfot Shans three things?
I don't think so. Okay, what does Tosfot say according to this? How many requirements are there? Tosfot says, right? Two.
Chashiva, two.
A, the Mishkan. B, Chashiv. Meaning, whatever's in the Mishkan is not necessarily an Av. Whatever's in the Mishkan, Chazal looked at it. If they thought it was Chashiv, they made an Av. If they thought it was not Chashiv, they made it a Tolda. Great. How about according to the first shot in Tosos? How many requirements are there? One or two? Now, according to that first Girsa, it's actually very unclear. Hach dahavi b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av. Right? There are, in other Rishonim, There are other pshatim in this in this girsa. Okay, some Rishonim sound like in this girsa it just depends on Mishkan. Haftav your Mishkan, Chashiva Karile Av, it's like Chashiva Vikarile Av. Here's the Mishkan is Chashiv and it's called an Av. Tosas clearly didn't. What does Tosas say? Hach Garcina Haftav Mishkan Chashiva Karile Av, Hachlov Mishkan Chashiva Karile told Ulafi Hach Girsa Balafuke Kamablach Shloyu Chashum Vayuva Mishkan. Even with Mishkan, if it wasn't Chashiv, then it is a told that it's told us in the law of Malach, Dominion, Perfect, Tom, them, Haim, Hello, Crush, Mikakula, Galadine, Rachnasa, Umoshi, Yota Akas, and passing, that's what I mentioned, from Mishra Yachat to Mishra Yachat, which is around on one side of the street, are still told us because they weren't Chashim. Okay, he's. You can't really prove anything. You can always say Machmur is different, but he assumes that. The Istigarsi. So, what does that sound like from Tosos? According to this Girsa number one, Hamid, it needs to be Chashim. Does it need to be in the Mishkan? I mean, it sounds like it, right? So it sounds like it needs to be in the Mishkan and the Chashiv. But it gets a little tricky. So it then says, the Istigar, see, Hachtav Mishkan v'chashiv koli av, Hachlov Mishkan v'lochashiv koli tolda, figures zutzer chlomet v'y tarti of two requirements. V'chashiv v'lohav Mishkan o ifchav tolda. So according to the second Girsa, there's two requirements. It seems clear according to the first Girsa. There isn't two requirements. So what's the requirement according to the first Girsa? So here the Achronim go to town trying to figure out. The first Girsa clearly tells us it requires Chashivas. And it says B'mishkan, seems to require Mishkan, sounds like two requirements. Then Tos says, no, only according to the second year, so there's two requirements. So it's a little tricky. So whatever day you want to say there's an Achron to support you, I think Pashup Shad and Tos, in my humble opinion, is that there's only one requirement. What's the one requirement? Exactly. Chashivas B'mishkan, after all, that's not the same as the second. The second day says it needs to have been in the Mishkan, and it needs to be Chashiv to us. I mean, it needs to be eternally chashiv, right? Things that are chashiv to humankind are not necessarily the same as the Mishkan. There could be things that were very important in specifically building a tabernacle in the Sinai desert 3,300 years ago, but in human life in general are not so chashiv. Or many things are very chashiv in human life in general, but not in building a tabernacle in the middle of the desert 3,000 years ago. So I think that's the difference. First is there's only one requirement, not tarti. It was a chashiv in the Mishkan. Obviously, it includes being in the Mishkan. It was an important part of building the Mishkan. As both the singers said, it has to be in the Mishkan and important in general.
He says that the Beirush about the second year said.
In the second year said,
no, it's the Beirush that in the words that they're in the Mishkan.
Okay. Yeah, correct. Okay, so I think that's Pashup Shat, even though in the Achronim you'll find many different opinions. Let us go a little biter in the Gemara then. Okay, so let's leave Shabbos.
Does that mean that one of the possibilities in all of these different seraphim is that what would be a vote would change over the generations based on what you will come up with something today?
Okay, that's always the question, and whenever you make a judgment, does it change based on the generations?
Only because you're opening yourself
right
up here.
Okay, so I'm not going to say it changes based on the generations, and if you ask me if it's just Chashivas, so why should it depend on each generation, I'll say either because Chazal, in their great wisdom, knew what would the Rav say? The Rav would say, you think things change in the generations? Chazal, we're not talking about the economics and politics and technology of their time. Chazal, we're talking about the nature of the human condition. And therefore, whatever Chazal says is chashiv, they understood we're eternally chashiv. So you could say, I never heard the Rav talk about this. But we know the Rav said about enough other things, right? The Rav's, his shita, this is part of the general, you know, brisker shita that, you know, just like when the Rav learned Yeridea, it wasn't about what actually tastes like what. It was about the fundamental nature of this object. But likewise here, Chazal, we're looking at the fundamental. When the Chazal said Chashivas, they were not limited by their time and place like we are. No, they were looking into the inner recesses of the nature of the existential nature of the human condition. Or you could say that like people say based on the Chazan Ish, the Chazal were looking at their time and place. After all, everyone lives in their time and place, even if they're as holy as Chazal. But since they were in the time of the Shnei Alafim Torah, when the Torah Sheval Peh was crystallized in a certain form, and since there were Shnei Alafim Torah, which end in the round the time of the Gemara, let's not get into details. Therefore, even if they were looking at their time and place, when they say this is how we view things, that becomes crystallized as the concretization of Torah Sheval Peh and Achanami. When Torah Sheval Peh was Baal Peh, in every generation they would look at what was Chashiv. But once they wrote down Torah Sheval Peh, part of that Kiddush of writing down Torah Sheval Peh
which was part of the plan of history, because that was the end of the Shnei Alafim Torah, right? The 6,000 years of the world, two Alafim Torah Bavo, two Alafim of Torah, which culminated in writing the Gemara. That became crystallized as Torah Shavah, as the concrete form of Torah Shavah Peh.
The way you're answering, then, when Jesus says Chashuvim, his first answer, and his second, when he's quoting the book, it means different things.
Yes. I understand. That's why not everyone agrees to me. But I still think it's the most positive shot of Tosfos. If it was obvious beyond a shadow of a doubt, then there wouldn't be machlokas, right? There's some people who say Tosfos means only chashuv, and b'mishkan is lav davka. Just means whether or not it was in the mishkan, it needs to be chashuv. Okay, that's entirely new shot. There's some people who say that no. What he means was that. But this gersa means not what Tosfos means. Some people say it's what Tosfos means. Other people say what this gersa means is not like Tosfos. It means the same as the second gersa. And some people say it means the same as the third gersa. Obviously not within Tosos. Okay.
So Rebbe is basically saying the differences between the Hashiva, so things that were in the Mishkan that were considered Hashiva versus things that are objectively Hashiva.
Exactly. Are they very important in building your tabernacle, or are they very important in life?
Right. But Tosos doesn't explain that exact point.
Tosos doesn't explain that otherwise.
It suggests an alternative, then it could be that you need the Mishkan for a different reason, just to define what's considered malacha. Nor different things, how do I know what's considered a work? So these are things that were all possible works were necessary in the Mishkan. Then only chashuv ones of those things were considered, as opposed to.
I don't like your reading in Tosfos, because then it's very nice what you're saying, but it comes out to the same thing. It's only an odd if it was in the Mishkan and chashuv.
But the difference is.
You're saying for a different reason, but it sounds like Tosfos like there's actually a difference, not just the same thing for a different reason. Okay, you're welcome to your opinion, and you're wrong. But that does not at all take away your right to your opinion. Continuing the Gemara then, Gavik Tomastan, Obasa Toma, Sheretz, Shechazera, Vitmei Mace, Vitmei Mace, right, has a list of Obasa Toma, right, these aren't the only ones, these are some of them. Toldosei, and Lapiotzbeim, everyone knows that a Tolda is called a Vlada Toma. Vlada Toma is what we call a Rishon Toma, or Vlada Toma. Everyone knows Rishon Toma is very different than Avat Toma. One example of the classic. Nafkamina is the Av Batami Odim Bekalim, but you told those Okhlamash Batami Odim Bekalim, Lo Batami. An Avatam is Batami Odim Bekalim, a Vladatam, a Rishon, or Shemi Latoma, or etc., can only be Batami Okhlamashkim, cannot be Batami Odim Bekalim. Okay, Midrabanim, there's a special exception that Mashkim that are Vlad Hatoma can be Batami Kalim, but clearly Midaraisa, they can't, and also that's only one particular type of Vlada Toma. Okay, so Hachamai, what about here in Nezikin Amar Papa? Yeshvin Gazir Yeshvin Alpskios Behem. Okay, Yeshvi Yesh. Some are Kios Behem and some are not Kios Behem. And then we're going to spend the next daf trying to figure out which is Kios Behem. Well, the Kios Behem is going to be easy. We're going to try to figure out which is Lav Kios Behem. The reason it's going to be hard to find Lav Kiyotz Behem is just the Svara, because how do you know a Tolda? You know a Tolda. There's no Drusha of a Tolda. How do we know Tolda's in Shabbos? This is Drusha. How do we know Tolda's of Toma? Says in the Chumash. How do we know Tolda's of Nezikin? Oh, it's just from Memetzinu, from extrapolating. Okay, if you extrapolate, it's obviously going to be Kiyotzigo. How do you extrapolate and get Lav Kiyotzigo? So we're going to have to try to figure out how we get Lav Kiyotzigo. Probably many of us know the answer, but let's pretend we don't yet. Tana Rabbana. So now we're trying to get through them. To Gimel Avos Nemar Vashora, Karen, Vashane, Varrego. Right, the three Avos when it comes to animals, Karen, Shane, and Rego. Karen, Minalan, and the standard way of understanding the difference between Karen, Shane, and Rego is there are three reasons an animal can damage. One is Kavanos Lahazik, it was attempting to damage, that's called Karen. One is Hana'a, it was attempting to derive pleasure, that is called shame, like eating is a classic example, and goring is a classic example of the first. And the other is, it wasn't intending to do anything, it was just walking down the street minding its own business. And, you know, when you're a bull in a china shop, even if you're not trying to do anything and just minding your own business, you end up breaking things. Like all of us sometimes maybe do that. You step on something by accident, happened just by accident, and l'chora, those, you know, I can't think of anything that's not one of those three. So good, so that's all the nezikin that an animal can do. Okay, we'll have to get into a little more, obviously, over the year, meaning one of our big tasks this year will be to figure out, which will start soon and will continue, exactly what is the Hagdorah that makes something Keren, and exactly what is the Hagdorah that makes something Shein, and exactly what is the Hagdorah that makes something Regel, and is there only one answer to that question, or are there more than one answer to that question that can both simultaneously be correct? But for now, we'll leave it like that. So what does the Gemara say? Keren Midola. Now we want to explain how they're ovos. Remember, an av, Rashi said, and this is obvious to the Gemara, means it's written. So where's Keren written? The Tana Rabbanan ki yigach, ein negicha el bekeren. How do we know Keren is written? It says ki yigach, and negicha means with a horn. Right? Negicha is clearly some sort of violent act. I think that's just the word negicha, is some sort of violent act. How do we know it means a horn? As it says, Shenemar vayaslo tzidkiv en kananda karni barzel, vayomar komar shem be'ilot tenagach es aram. Right? That's a pasuk probably in Yirmiyah or Melachim. In Melachim, okay, he was Yirmiyah's. What? Oh, this is the first one. Sorry, this is a different. Okay, fine. This is this fighting Aram. Sorry, wrong part. Okay, so it was for sure in Melachim. Okay, so he said he gave a nevuah that you're going to beat Aram, and the way he gave that nevuah, like everyone did in the old days, they would illustrate it with props, with a metaphor, and so he made Karni Barzel and went like that, like they do at weddings. And he says, you're going to gore Aram. So since it's Karnayim, that proves Negicha is Bekeren. The Omer B'chor Shor HaLev Lo B'Karnei Re'im Karnav B'Hem Amim Yin Nagach. Also, it says in the Bracha to Yosef that Karnav B'Hem Yin Nagach. So you're Nogech Bekeren. Okay, good proof. Such good proof. My Omer, why do you need both? B'chi Teim Adiri Tomer Diri Karbol Yo Efinan. And if you say that you need the second one because the first one's from the V'im and you can't learn Torah from the V'im, Tashma, b'chosh v'hadolo. That's why you need the second one, because the first one is only from a Navi. Nava me'ilafu gila milsa b'almahu. You can't have yalfina, you can't have a technical lima from Navi to Chumash. This isn't a technical lima, this is just a dictionary. You're just trying to figure out what the word means. It's just a gila milsa. You're allowed to figure out what the word means using Navi. After all, Navi is a good way to figure out what words mean in Chumash, because they're both written in the same language, close to the same time. You know, there's no other book that was written in that language, closer than that. So it's a good way to figure out the dictionary. Gila mils ma'amud negicha b'keren. Who then negicha means b'keren? Ella ma'udat hemi kipal erchon yitam lemur hanim yilu betlusha. Mokoberes eim akulu mo'edasi. Tashma b'chosher rodolo. You might think, what's Sidgi ben Kanana was a weird case. You might have thought this mistake. Sidgi ben Kanana was artificial horns. It doesn't have to be artificial horns, meaning it was non-organic horns. Right? They were not attached to him. He just made himself. I'm assuming, like, you know, one of those Viking kind of things, you know, the metal thing with horns sticking out. And it's right, as it says, Vayaslo Karni Barzel, right? So that was a non-attached horn. And so you might have thought, when did the Torah say he's doing Tam and Tuvah? When an animal gores something with a horn that is not part of its body. Okay, what's an example? Let's say, Rashi says, it holds a horn that it found on the floor in its teeth, and it gores another animal. Although, you could also strap the horn to its head, and it could gore another animal, I guess. Some of the horn suggests. But this really weird case, only in this really weird case where it's not its actual horn. Then, since it's so weird, the first three times is tam, because it was totally unexpected, and only the third time is at muad, you should learn to expect this. But in a caramel kuberis, if it gores with its regular horn, that's normal. That's so normal that you should expect that the first time, and therefore you should be chayin nezik shalim the first time. So therefore, tashma b'chor shor hadolo, that's talking about an attached horn. Karni re'im karnav, b'hem yinagach amim, is talking about the re'im's own karnayim. And therefore that shows that there's no difference in karen tlusha and karen mechuberes. Okay, we're not going to chazer here, the Rishonim go through a whole discussion of it, even if that had been talking about karen tlusha, how do we know that karen mechuberes pays Nezik Shalim the first time, even if you'll say Karen Mechuberes, well, it's obviously more chummer than more normal than Karen Tlusha. There's a rule, Dial of Nadinios Kenidon, even if something's Kala Chomer, you still can't learn that it pays more, it's just the same amount. So why would you have thought it pays more? Why would you have thought it pays more? So the two basic drachim are either Tosfos, not because only you learn from Karen Tlusha, because you learn from all the other Avos Nezikin, right? All the other Avos Nezikin are normal things and pay Nezik Shalim, so too Karen Mechuberes is normal and pays Nezik Shalim. Then Tos points out that the Machlokes at the end of the parak, which we'll have to spend a lot of time on,
Chatzi Nezek Knas, Chatzi Nezek Mamon, which Tosos ties into a discussion just three blocks from now, whether Karen is normal or not. Karen Mechuberis is normal or not. So Tosos basically says, to summarize, either this Manda or Karen Mechuberis is normal, which actually works out well, because that Manda is our Papa, and we are trying to analyze the statement to our Papa, so it works out well. Or Tosos says, because you might have thought like that Manda Omer that Karen Mechuberis was normal, so they're telling you not to think that way. Okay, the other option is just to say that, no, it would be based on the Diyuk of the Psukim. Since the Diyuk of the Psukim is specifically that Karen Tlusha has a difference between Tam and Muad, that means Karen Mechuberis does not. And if Karen Mechuberis is different, then how do you know Misafik to make it more Chomer or to make it more Kal? Here's where the Rashba says, Misafik, you have to make it more Chomer because Safik is going to be Chomer. We spent a lot of time on that Rashba. And the, without getting into, too many details, the Riva, or the Ritzva, quoted by the various alternate versions of Tosos, says, no, he has a diuk in the Psukkah, and if you read the words in the Psukkah carefully, he can make a diuk that Karen Mechuberis pays full Nezek either way. All right, that's the Havamina. Again, the Havamina is either based on, like Tosos, just a Svara that everything normal pays Nezek Shalem, and we think, rightly or wrongly, that Karen Mechuberis is normal, or it's based on a Diyuk and the Psukim, plus Safi being the Chum, like the Rashba, or like the Ritzva, or the Riva, Rabbi Yisrael ben Avram, just sometimes they call Riva, sometimes Ritzva. The different Tosa says, I'm not going to go into it, if you redact the words of the Psukim, he can deduce that Karen Mechuberis would be Nezek Shalom. Lamaisa, so that's all. The Havmin in the end, Bechor Shor Hadolah, and we know that Karen Mechuberis and Tlusha are the same thing. Great. Told of the Karen Mayi. So what's the told of Karen? Negif and Ashika Revitza Ubeita, other thing that it does with Kavana lahazik. Negifa means it pushes with its body. Neshicha, it bites. Revitza, it sits on something, or lies, sits down, lies, whatever, sits down on something to break it. And beita, kicks something to damage. Maisha negifa to karle av, dechsuki yigach, negifa namike, dechsuki yigof. Why do you say negifa is an av and negifa isn't? Negifa is actually in the pasuk. It all says ki yigof. This ki yigof sure is, so sure yeah, and it all says ki yigach sure is ish. So why aren't they both avos? The answer is hai negifa negifa. No, there's negifa b'lashon chazal and negifa b'lashon mikra. When chazal say negifa, they mean pushing with its body. When the Torah said negifa, it meant goring with the horns. And really, it was all negifa. The Torah's negifa is really negifa. That's why only negifa is an av. How do they know? As it says, the Tanya pasuk negifa saying negifa, even within one paragraph. It started with Negif and ended with Negif. How so? Chi gof shor ish shor yehu. Dot, dot, dot. Oh, no, daki shor nagohu. Starts with Yigof, ends with Nagoch, to teach you that it's the same thing. They both mean the horns. Zoe Negifa, Zoe Negicha. Maishna gabi adam sof ki yigach. Maishna gabi behemoth sof ki yigof. So why, by an adam, does it say ki yigach? And by behemoth says ki yigof. By the beginning of the adam says ki yigach shor ish. By the beginning of the parsha behema, in the end it says Negicha. It says ki yigof shor ish shor yehu. So, why is the difference? The difference is Adam desle mazlak siv ki yigach, behemoth the lesle mazlak siv ki yigof. Ah, a person has mazel, says ki yigach. A behemoth that doesn't have mazel says ki yigof. Okay, what's a stronger lashon, yigach or yigof? Yigach is a stronger is a stronger lashon. Yigof can sound like just like tripping up, like an like just a happenstance. Yigach is a lashon of goring, of milchama. So therefore, by an adam, he uses a stronger lashon than by behema. Why? Because an adam has mazel. Therefore, it takes stronger act to kill an adam. A behema doesn't have mazel, so therefore it takes less to kill a behema. And why does the Torah care to tell us that it's harder to kill an adam to kill a behema? Because it makes an afkamina in halacha, right? Umil sagav orcha kamashbalan, teaching us something, agav orcha, hadimud l'adam v'mud l'behema, but l'behema l'ovim muad l'adam. Muad l'adam, if a short gored an adam three times, let's read it simply, then it's also muad for behema, because if it's harder to kill an adam than to kill an adam, it for sure would kill a behema. But if it killed a behema three times, then it's not muad la'adam, because just because it would attack a behema doesn't mean it would attack an adam, because it's harder to attack an adam. Okay, and that's what we learned from the diuk of the pasuk. Interestingly, there's a fascinating machlokes here what mazel means. What kind of mazel does the adam have that the behemoth doesn't? What kind of mazel are we talking about? It doesn't mean luck. An adam has luck. Right, mazel doesn't mean luck. So, what is Rashi? Rashi has two opinions. What are Rashi's two opinions? Either mazel means... What's his first opinion?
Das.
First opinion is something natural, right? Something natural. An adam is mazel. What does it mean, mazel? It means an adam is das. A behemoth doesn't have das, so an adam is intelligent, can figure out how to avoid and protect himself from getting gored. A behemoth, which is not intelligent, obviously has certain instincts, that's not equivalent to intelligence, and therefore it's easier to gore an animal than an adam, because an adam has intelligence. That is a natural explanation. Then Rashi brings the second explanation. What's the second explanation? Lishnach grina, isli mazla ve'eno noach la miso ben gifa. Right? Isli mazla, you can't just like push him a little and kill him. It needs to be like a big attack. Right? So that's what he's saying. Yigach is a big attack, implies a big attack. Yigof implies a weaker attack. So what's his second? What does he mean by the second one? Isli mazla. What's the meaning of that in his first shot?
Malach.
So here, mazla would seem to mean... By mazla, a mazla literally means constellation, right? A what do you mean constellation? Probably he means here what he means in Rashi, right? We keep an egger on the side in Shabbos, tells us to go to Shabbos. He has a malach melissa love, meaning an adam has some supernatural powers protecting him, and therefore it's harder to kill an adam, not naturally, but super. That's the difference between the 2 days of Rashi. The first day is natural, the second day is supernatural. So here, what mazla is, here we have natural. And here we have supernatural. Clearly, the shot of the word mazel sounds supernatural, right? I mean, mazel, again, mazel doesn't mean luck, and doesn't mean congratulations. Mazel means constellations. It means astrology, which can be the same as a malach. A malach and a star can be the same thing. So here is Rashi number one. It says it means intelligence. And Rashi here in his second shot, I assume means the same thing, means he has a malach watching over him. Okay, what did the Ravid hold? Natural or supernatural? Supernatural. The Ravid holds supernatural, although he doesn't bring in a malach here. What does he just say? He just says, right, Hashem says the Ravid, what do you mean Hashem? Hashem runs the whole world. Interestingly, he doesn't explicitly say different than Hashgach, but he says, Kasha be'enei Hashem la'abdo, meaning an Adam, Hashem cares about more, has more Hashgach HaPratis on. An Adam, Hashem doesn't protect him from harm. But a behemoth, why does Hashem care if this behemoth dies or lives? Meaning it's no, you never know. Hashem could have some reason for saving or killing a behemoth, but in and of itself, lo ichpat lo on this behemah, because the behemah is not choshem enough that Hashem cares about a behemah dying. And therefore, just like we, you know, unlike Peter Singer, right, we should care more if a person dies and not care as much if an animal dies.
Sefer Yonah.
What?
What about Sefer Yonah?
A kikayon?
No, the behemah.
Oh, behemah rava. Okay, so yesh la'ayin, v'pshan and habanah for now. Okay, says the Ravid, he says, kosher. Right, so either he is a malach or no, just Hashem doesn't want people to die. Hashem has a tafkid people, he's machshit people. Okay, and what does the Me'iri hold? What does the Me'iri hold? He holds it something natural. What does the Me'iri say? Oh, did I not put the Me'iri here? Oh, I apologize. Okay, that was silly of me. That's why no one knew. Okay, I will just tell you briefly what the Me'iri said. Says the Me'iri. The Me'iri you can often count on for being a little more naturalistic. He's less mystical. Now, he could have still said like the Ravid, meaning Rashi is supernatural and mystical. The Ravid is supernatural but not mystical, right? Meaning all religious people have to be supernatural, like God. Question is, just if you can be mystical and bring in all kinds of stars and malachim, etc. So, even though the Rashi is supernatural and mystical, the Ravid is supernatural and not mystical. He just says God runs the world. Okay, I think everyone agrees with that, regardless of your Ashkafa. But the Me'iri, in general, does tend to follow the Ashkafa, the Rambam, in the Mora, and to minimize supernaturalness and maximize natural interpretations. Kayodua, and so the Meiri here says that what does it mean, Adam Yesh Lo Mazel? If I. Yeah, here it is. That. Here. Hoel ve'emaso mutelis alav. There's aim of a person on a shore. Shore is intimidated more by people, right? Okay, the pasuk says, right? Hashem told Noach that you will intimidate all the animals will be intimidated of you, right? So therefore, and then he has a nice shot. What's the meaning of negicha and negifa? He says, Rashi says, negicha means a big attack. Negifa means a small attack. For an adam, you need a strong attack. For a behemoth, you can kill with a weak attack. He says, no, negicha means like a prepared assault. Negifa means just a happenstance. Right? Like you're talking about an eben, and you go for a glove of eben. Right, so to kill another animal is a happenstance. It'll stop, go, and just kill the animal and move on. An adam, it has to steel itself to attack. It has to like get ready to attack. Therefore, since it's intimidated the adam, it has to steel itself to attack the adam, and the adam has time to run away and be saved. That's what he says here. Again, I'll read it to you. Hove imotzum utelus alav v'efchel nakol pit om. It can't do it right away. Elish yitzrich kavanah v'om v'shasli klasi. It has to think about whether it's worth attacking the adam. V'afu yishol tzad v'shtad v'atzola. And then you have an opportunity to try to save yourself. Like in war, that you have time to prepare. Okay. For an animal to kill an animal, no, not kapisom. It just attacks right away, and it's not intimidated. So, says the Meiri, that it is intimidated. It gets intimidated. And you have time to protect yourself, right? Run away, run up a tree. Therefore, by an adam, it thinks about whether to attack you, and you have time to run away, or climb a tree, or get up your shield. By another behemoth, just attacks right away. Okay, so he gives a natural interpretation. Could there be enough gamina between whether mazel is a natural factor or a supernatural factor? So, at the very least, in not necessarily Lamaisa, but in Limud, there might be, for the fascinating question of the Tosfos Beinu Peretz, ask the Tosfos Beinu Peretz. It's a Dio question. You don't have to ask Dio questions. But he asked the question of Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, it says that the Beis Haskila, when they threw him up the roof to die, was two stories high. How deep does a boar have to be in order to kill? Ten tefachim. Is it talking about killing an animal or killing a person?
Yeah, sure.
Talking about killing an animal, because you're not chayiv for killing a person, you're bor, only for an animal. So to kill an animal, you need a 10 tefach drop. To kill the animal, the bor, you need a 10 tefach drop. For the Beis Haskila, to kill someone by pushing them off the roof, you need a 2-story drop. What's 2 stories? A lot more than 10 tefach, right? I don't know exactly what 2 stories is. Nowadays, a story is 3 meters. Yeah. Right? So 2 stories is?
Shorter.
Whatever, it's 5.5 meters, Bonakid. Right? So it's a lot more than 10 fachim. Make something up. Let's make up at 6. It's 6 meters. Let's make up that 6 meters, 2 stories is 6 meters.
Was it 3 amos per?
Was it 3 amos? So they had shorter stories then?
No, the story was like the height of a person.
I don't know. Well, it depends what the head without. Whatever it is, let's call it 4 meters, let's call it 8 amos, let's call it whatever you want. Okay, let's call it 50 tfachim, just to make up a number, okay? And if it's 30 tfachim or 60 tfachim, it doesn't make a difference, right? So, the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin asks, so why is it so much taller? And they give an answer. Now here's a Dio question then. He says, why didn't they just answer that Adam has a mazel, and therefore it's harder to kill him, right? Why didn't they say an Adam has a mazel, harder to kill him? Now, is that a good question? You could say, because they had a better answer. Right? Like, anytime you say, why didn't they give this answer? The answer might be, because they had a different answer they wanted to give. Maybe they could have had 8 answers. They didn't give them all. But that's his question. His question is, sorry, just give me a second. He says, by the mazel, half a second. How come when they ask, how come it's so tall, and how come 10 tefachim for a bor and 2 stories, 50 tefachim for the skila? Why do they ask this question? Is it obvious because an adam has mazel and a behemoth doesn't? So, how would you answer? How would you answer according to? How would you answer naturally? How would you answer supernaturally? Now again, if you'll claim, even if it's supernatural, you can give a natural answer, a counterbalance, maybe, but how would you answer naturally, how would you answer supernaturally? So what would you say? Naturally, you would say... Naturally, you would say, yeah, against the shore, you have your intelligence where you can figure out and you intimidate him, but over here, if they're tying you up and pushing you off a building, then you're not intimidating anyone, and you have no intelligence. and you have no intelligence. It was supernatural. What would you answer?
Chayav Misa.
This is when you're Chayav Misa. No, it's not going to help you. Then what do you question in your Makom La'avdo? No, Adrav, Ba'avod Rishon Rina. Hashem's okay. Without getting into philosophy, maybe Hashem's not happy. Maybe Hashem's just that Mesis. But Hashem wants you to die. You're a Rosh Marusha. So therefore, this is how would you answer the question? The question from the base. Haskila, here, I would answer, and this is Tosfos Beis Peretz's second answer, he would say, Kevan dechayav misa ein lo mazel. Clearly, if mazel is some supernatural force, once the guy's chayav misa's bezin, he's a gavra ketila. Again, he's not physically a gavra ketila, but he's halachically, spiritually a gavra ketila. What? That's his first. Is it? Okay, I'll take your word for it. That's his first answer. Great. If it was natural, then I would say, Pasha, there's no natural comparison over there. Like, and here, I'm not sure in his second answer. Second answer is, since they push you off that weakens you. So, not sure exactly what he means. Does it mean it weakens your mazel? But I think that maybe he's just saying, we're trying to say, yeah, if you're talking about like falling into a bore, a person has mazel. Maybe he has more intelligence to avoid falling into a bore. But if you're talking to someone pushing you, then, you know, what good is any of your mazel going to do?
You could also just say that with the basic skill, we wouldn't definitely kill him, whereas boy just...
No, that's what the Gemara answers in the end. He's just asking why they don't answer this. Yeah, the Gemara answers, if you have to echa gamocha, we mean the boar could potentially kill you with 10 tefachim. Over here, we want to for sure kill you and make it as quick as possible. In a time. So here you could say maybe this is what Tosfos Beis Peretz means in his second answer, which is there's no mazel when they push him. I'm not sure 100%, because you could say, no, he means that even the supernatural malach can't help when they're pushing you. But certainly it could be that, yeah, when they're pushing you off a building, like, mazel's not going to help. Mazel's going to help when you're in your own wits. Or for the Meiri, mazel only helps against an animal. That's pushing. Mazel doesn't help against a fall, because the ground is not intimidated with you. So the Meiri, it's obvious. So intelligence doesn't help when they push him, and for the Meiri, it is...
This language is Makhal Show. He gets weakened.
His
whole mind,
he's
just...
He's okay, so he loses this. Meaning, it could be that Taka, even your intelligence, if they push you off, maybe could help you.
But balance.
Right, okay. I'm with you 100%. I might want to say, here I'm not 100% sure, but there's a very interesting Piskei Harid who asked the Kasha of Tosos. Tosos asks a Kasha here. He says, what do you mean, Muad l'Adam Hami Muad l'Behema? That's a machlokes between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa and Daf Lamed Zayin. And Rav Papa holds Mu'ud L'Adam is not Mu'ud L'Behema. Before Shtira, and I not only love this, here it says Mu'ud L'Adam is Mu'ud L'Behema, Rav Papa says Mu'ud L'Adam is not Mu'ud L'Behema. And especially, Tosfos doesn't say this, but some of the Farshim add, our Gemara is all trying to understand Rav Papa, so maybe shouldn't we take Rav Papa into account? Not Mochach. So the Piskei Rid has a fascinating answer. What's the Piskei Rid's answer to this question? He has two answers. One answer is that our Gemara is not according to our Papa there. Yes, we're analyzing our Papa, very nice, but we're not according to our Papa Shita all over Shas. We just happened to have a conversation that was, our curiosity was piqued by our Papa, but we're not according to our Papa. But what is the Tosfos Rid's second answer? Not Tosfos Rid, the Piskei Rid, same person, different book.
right? The Rid wrote Tosos and wrote Psakim. Psakim means more of like a Rush-Rish model, just like summarize the Gemara and throws in some Kasim Tevrutzim while he's doing it. As does Tosos HaRid, who just like goes into an Eon on a particular point. So in the Piskei HaRid, we don't have Piskei HaRid on the first parak. I'm sure he must have written. But we only have like a third parak on. But what's the Tosos HaRid, what's the Piskei HaRid's answer? He says, how does he resolve the stira? Here, what's the stira? The stira is that on that base of the base of saying muad la adam, have a muad libehema. On the flamed zayin of an aleph, Rav Papa says that muad la adam lo have a muad libehema. Right? Good stira. So let's toast, what's the Piskei HaRid's first answer, which is what the Ravid here says. One Ravid, the Ravid here, and the Piskei HaRid's first answer this sugya argues on Rav Papa. Our sugya is against Rav Papa. After all, Rav Zvid holds different than Rav Papa. Okay, great, so it's no stira. What's Piskei HaRid's second answer? What's the second answer? He says, our sugya is about Misa. And that sugya is about Nizakin. Now, our sugya doesn't say explicitly it's about Misa. That sugya doesn't say explicitly about Nizakin. It means injury versus death. This is an assumption of his, right? Although, it's interesting that some of the Rishonim use that language, like Rashi here says. Exactly. Where was it? The list. Eino noach lahamiso. And the Ravid also here says, kashmina makam la'abdo. They talk about death. Maybe because our Gemara is working with the psukim. By the psukim, what does it say? The psukim did not explicitly discuss injury. They only discussed death. We extrapolate injury from death, right? Ki gach shoris ish ois isha va mace. Ki gach shor ish ki gof shor isha shori ehu va mace. Right. So our sugya is talking about misa, and this sugya is talking about injury.
Shouldn't only be misa be an av then?
Misa what?
So shouldn't only misa be an av then?
That's going to come up. That's going to maybe come up in a different context, Daf Gimel, but we'll discuss that. What's the svara? Here's what's a funny thing. What's the svara of the Piskei HaRid? The Piskei HaRid, I'm pretty sure, is a Das Yachid. I'm pretty sure the Piskei HaRid is a Das Yachid. Okay, there are some achronim we'll get to in the Ramah, maybe you can say an opposite svara of the Piskei HaRid. Okay, that's very nice. But the Piskei HaRid is a das yachid. Right, Tosos has many deos, and all the Bali Tosos have different variations, and none of them say the Piskei HaRid. What's the svara of the Piskei HaRid? It's harder to kill an adam than a behema. And he says, right, it's harder to kill an adam than a behema. The guy read, Miso the adam had a behema. Adam's better off in terms of not dying, but in terms of not being injured, adam's no better than a behema. That's interesting. I mean, in Misa, what does he say? Adam adif mi behema. Meaning, an Adam has mazel in Misa. But for injury, eino adif mi behema. A person's mazel is only to not die, not to not get injured. Why would mazel only help for death and not injury? So here, he doesn't say. I'm not sure. Anyone know why? Why would the Adam's mazel help him not die, but it won't help him not get injured? Like, if he has mazel, he has mazel. Obviously, we don't mean 100%, which just means it'll help give him a little bit of an advantage, right? It's harder to kill an Adam, it should also be harder to injure an Adam.
Do you know where, like, the good spots ever land and things like that?
Yeah. But we're not talking Atlantic, here we're talking about the shore. Right? The goring.
I mean, all these things are coming from Hashem, it's things people did. It's more likely for a person to have a punishment, a milder punishment, to get injured than he did something so terrible that he's going to get killed.
Aha. Okay.
Well, if it's if you go the nozzle way, then like the supernatural way, I should say. If you go the supernatural way, then like it just, these could be the rules. Shem minds if you die, Shem doesn't mind when you get killed. You have the mouth protecting you not to get killed, not necessarily your heart. Then the natural side that you can also say, sorry. I mean, is that
right? Go ahead.
Try
your best.
So, in the natural side, it could be that like we all fall all the time. Like, you know how to brace yourself, you know how to protect yourself. You can avoid injury much less easily than you can avoid death. So if the animal actually manages to kill you, then that shows that this thing is extremely vicious. If it manages to hurt you, that doesn't necessarily prove that it's so much more vicious.
Now, you're saying people with their intelligence are better at not getting killed by a goring ox.
Most people have access.
But it's hard.
We still die often.
What?
But we do get hurt often.
So an Adam is not going to protect himself from getting hurt by the goring ox, but he's going to protect himself by getting killed by the goring ox.
At least not going to get killed.
I wonder about that. Like, if the ox gores me, then I feel like if the ox gores me, then I have no control over whether I'm going to die. I just want the ox to not gore me.
No, the ox is charge into and attack you, so you'll avoid it, you'll push it off, you'll try to come on back, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt, but you might not get killed.
We know you protect our head.
You mean I might not get gored, but I'll get pushed.
Or you'll get gored partially, but you won't get killed.
Sure, I'm not sure. In my humble opinion, it seems to me that this is a big chiddush. We would all think in common sense, not like this Piskeret, which I know other Rishon said about the Piskeret, says that no. If an Adam has mazel to help him keep protect him from getting killed, he has mazel to protect him from getting injured. So, but I think that what Morty said was right, in my humble opinion, maybe not. I think it's easier if you take the supernatural side. If you take the supernatural side, then what's the point? It's cautionary and welcome with Abdo. Yeah, Hashem doesn't want a person to die. A person's life is very precious in Hashem's eyes. If you're doing it supernaturally, yeah. If someone to get injured, you know what? Bad things happen. Sometimes you get hurt, sometimes you don't get hurt. Like, that's not, in the Olam HaSelyonim, you know, it's not the end of the world if someone gets a boo-boo. In the Olam HaSelyonim, it is very exceedingly significant if a person dies. That's like an Olam Mulei, right? If one person dies, it's like the whole world dying. One person gets injured, you know what? Don't be a crybaby, get over it. So now I understand there's bad injuries also, and that doesn't mean you're a crybaby. But in Lamaisa, you can get over it. So, in my humble opinion, I think, Efsher, maybe you could say the Chiddush of the Rid. The Chiddush of the Rid is more Nicha, if you look at it supernaturally. Supernaturally, the Mazel cares about human life, not about animal life. Injury, you know what? Some things, you know, you just have to let them slide. But naturally, because of my intelligence, it could be that the Iker human intelligence is to, like, prevent death and turn it into injury, and, like, human intelligence, you know, is able to, like, avoid death and just suffer injury instead, but still we suffer injury. Although I would think if human intelligence should also help you get out of injury more than an animal. At least more than an animal, you know, unless you can say no. To get out of death, human intelligence is like 20% better than animal. To get out of injury, it's only 10% better than animal. Okay, yeah, sure, but I think clearly here it is more difficult because our intuition is that no, we human beings, not that we can always escape death or injury, then we would be in Olam Haba. Obviously, we can always escape death or injury, but we'd like to think that we human beings, with our natural abilities, should be able to escape injury better than dumb animals. Like, we have more resources than dumb animals. That's what I would think. So I think the Piskeret might be an afkamina. Maybe he's looking at this supernaturally. I don't know, because we don't have Piskeret for the first parak, and there's no Tosfos Rid on, I mean, there's not at most lines of the Gemara, right? No Tosfos Rid on this line of the Gemara. So I'm not sure, but I think that also could be an afkamina of how I view Mazel. And this is like many places in Shas that we've shown him argue. Rashi is two deus, but often we sort of argue based on sort of their ashkafic orientation as to whether to view things more supernaturally or more naturally. Okay, there may be one or two things more things we want to say, which we'll leave for next time. Amir Tzashem. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't have the makoros prepared. I'll have to send them out later.
Do we find Yisur and Shalava? We have to say that by death.